Welcome to Keith and the Girl. I'm Keith Malley.
I'm Chemda.
Chemda, I'm looking at the winner of our weekly poker game, Rick.
Yeah. It's getting tough in the poker room. It's two tables now, and people are pretty aggressive, and they bluff a lot, and that throws me off.
Our buddy Rick, he goes by Rocktopus. He did the song that we played in the beginning of
the Keith and the Girl Keith Marathon.
Of course. He got a shout out for winning, and here's his shout out. I'd like to shout out the love of my life, Alexandria.
Aww. Oh, like the Walking Dead, but like the good people. Nice.
We started dating and listening to Keith and the Girl in 2012, and I have laughed and cried together all along the way. Alexandria, you are my one and only. I look forward to laughing over Keith and the Girl episodes for many years to come. No pressure, Chemda and Keith.
Oh, Rick, what a sweetheart. What a talented, lovely person. Kicking my ass in poker. Guys, poker is free every Wednesday night. We're just hanging out in the Zoom if you just want to hang out. If you want to play poker, you know, come by and we'll let you know what to do. But yeah, it costs nothing.
How's everybody doing during the pandemic? Make sure you know about OMAC Club. You heard me talk about OMAC Club. I want to make it clear. This OMAC thing that Chemda is doing is going to go down in history as a movement, and I'm not exaggerating. You'll say regular shit. All of a sudden, I see people in the room shift. Do you know what I mean? Do you see that?
It feels so good because we're like, there's something to this 1 minute at a time thing, to people meeting together in the club, to us doing the exercises together, to the community aspect of it, and to actually mind body stuff.
Right. You'll see OMAT in your VIP package. If you have the app, you can click on it very easily and hear what's going on. But the club, I'm there every morning and doing it live is a big deal. It's the ground floor. Now you know about OMAT Club. You're part of the first year if you want. Join us this Monday. I mean, you know you're going to destroy your mind and body this weekend, right? Feel some shame. Feel some pain. Stop it. Stop it. Listen to how many feelings I just mentioned, by the way. Where do you think I learned that? Huh? No, not to brag. I learned it all in one minute. Well, I guess 8 minutes, right? Eight exercises. But I mean, that book, 4-hour work week. I'm going to guess you work more than 4 hours a week. You know, it's a gimmick. But yes, it did take me 8 whole minutes. That's true. OMAT is 1 minute at a time. It's the program that Chemda created. Come to OMAT Club. Let's do it together. Sign up. Join us Monday. KeithandTheGirl.com/OMAT, O-M-A-T. Do me the favor. Think right now. Like, yes, you have to pay for OMAT, right? Because this stuff takes time and money to put together. I want you to think in your head, for all the times you mention OMAT, what it would cost you to show up 5 days for 1 week. Just think in your head what that would cost you for Chemda to be walking you through this basically one-on-one. Now go to KeithandTheGirl.com/OMAT and see how that compares to the price you made up. Thank you. Today's guest, ladies and gentlemen, big fan of my girlfriend's, and I like her. That's enough for me. Here she is, comedian. I'd go through the credits, but you know him. You know comedy, right? Then she's done it. Ladies and gentlemen, Joanne Phelan. Hello, Joanne.
Hey. Hey, Keith. Hey, Chemda. I'm so excited. Yay. To be here. Yay.
You were performed overseas, I know, among other things, with Kyle.
Yes. Oh my gosh. What an amazing experience. Absolutely.
I know
fabulous.
Germany. I know Kosovo, Belgium, Netherlands, England.
Yep.
What's she like to travel with? Because COVID's going to be done and, you know, we're going to start going places.
That
what
is
do I
true.
Need to know?
Oh boy.
I got a good answer for that. No, she's killer. She's on the ball, man. She helped keep us going. She's I actually one night, most of the time we got to spend we had like separate rooms and stuff, but one night I think it was in Brussels. We shared a room in the hotel and
Dear
she
Diary
was up doing Yeah, she was up doing all kinds of shit, all kinds
did
of
she
hours.
Clean, and then, did she clean the bathroom in the hotel? Tell the truth.
She, she didn't clean it originally. Somebody else, I'm assuming, did that. But she was tidy.
I bet she did.
She was pretty darn tidy.
Okay.
Did she fold your clothes?
She, if she did, it was when I was sleeping.
All right, let me ask you this.
It's not a problem.
We have to get right to this. I didn't mean to cut you off.
Fair enough.
I want to go through your tattoos. And so that we hit them, we're going to start with your left hand, the the opposite of the palm, and we're going to work clockwise.
Okay.
Okay, so first I'm looking at a skull, like a Mardi Gras skull is how I would describe it, right? Is it the Halloween skull, the Day of the Dead skull? What is
Day of the Dead, yes. I am a huge fan of Day of the Dead, Dia de los Muertos, and skulls in general. I think skulls are awesome. They're also a very important good luck sign, actually.
You were born in America, right, to be clear?
Yes, in America.
Okay. And then what do you know? Like, what attracts you to skulls?
Well, you know, we all have them. And I think, there's just something real,
badass,
heavy. Yeah. Okay. There you go. That actually sounds good. I don't know. I've just always loved skulls. I think there's something, there's something real
edgy,
intense. Okay. These are great. I love these words that you're throwing at me. I love them. Every one of these words is perfect.
Well, this is edgy, dark. This is on your hand, so you know it's going to be your hello. It's on your left hand.
It's true.
But it is like a prominent thing.
Married hand.
Skulls usually equal dark, death. This is the Day of the Dead. So you're putting out, don't look at my shiny face. I definitely have an edge to me, right?
Okay.
It doesn't matter, right? You have 70 tattoos on you. When you go, it's kind of weird when somebody goes, what does this mean, right? You're like, I don't know. It was Tuesday and I have an addiction.
Yeah.
Right?
You know,
like we're sounding like pieces of shit over
here.
What am I
going to
do? Go
answers.
Through all of them? Yeah. They're all great. Who the fuck knows? It was number 17, Keith.
I'll tell you what. Happened. Why don't we go through your tattoos and I'll tell you what it means to me, since it means nothing to you, obviously.
Fair enough.
Okay,
what
next?
Does this mean to you?
All right.
Okay. Well, okay, yeah. Tell me what this one means to me. That's, I look like I'm... Okay,
just
tell me what this...
So that's the skull. What's on your forearm? What's the big one on that forearm?
All right. Well, here's the thing. This is a little explanation here. All my arms, all two of them, all on my arms are Alfred Hitchcock movie posters.
Oh, I'm not going to get that. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
So, on this forearm, I got Psycho. I have To Catch a Thief. I have.
You have words. Okay.
I have words.
You have the
words.
To Catch a Thief.
Is there
Cary Grant, Grace Kelly, and then you have the two of Cary Grant, Grace Kelly holding each other, I believe, right?
Holy shit. Holy shit. That's a whole scene. Wow.
Yeah.
Is there a Hitchcock movie that didn't make the cut?
Oh yeah, there's plenty, because I don't have that large of arms. But most of my favorites are on here, I would say. Just about all of them, I would say.
Okay. What do you have for Psycho? What's the picture for Psycho?
It's actually...
She can't find it. She's looking through her arms because she doesn't remember where it is.
Oh, it's the Bates Motel key, yes. the number room number one key.
It says Psycho on your arm.
Just to be clear. I like it. You know what? I love this. I'll tell you why I like this, Joanne.
Okay.
Because people are like, oh, I wonder what this means. And you're clear. You go, it means To Catch a Thief.
Yep.
This one means Psycho.
Yep.
This one means The Birds.
Yep.
There's no guessing. There's no hemming and hawing. See, there it is. Alfred Hitchcock's The Birds.
Wow.
And Technicolor. She wrote Technicolor on there.
Yeah, I know. I've got the word Technicolor and in a number of places because it's on here for Rope.
It was in a lot of movies.
Oh, my God. I thought Keith was kidding.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Multiple times. Yeah.
I got to say, these are gorgeous. You would think one of them would sort of fall in artistic measure, whatever that means. But they're actual scenes. Like, it looks like this beautiful thing popping off the screen. I have to ask you, would you date someone who is not a fan of Hitchcock?
Mm.
Oh, I thought you were going to say not a fan of tattoos.
Well,
I have... Well, you know, I mean, I don't require that they be like a super fan. If they hated Hitchcock,
yeah,
I think it would be difficult for them to date me.
Okay.
Or want to date me. Because
would you
it
read,
would be just the constant reminder of their hatred.
Yeah.
If the answer is no, then I'll stop immediately. But have you read that he wasn't the nicest to the female coworkers and deliberately abused them because they wouldn't date him? Have you heard this story? And
yeah.
how did it make you feel?
I have heard it in a number of ways, and I've heard answers to it a number of ways. And to be honest, I just love his films. I grew up watching them. They've always made me there's something weirdly comforting about them to me. I have no idea why. It's hard to explain.
Right.
But you go,
hey, I'm separating the art from the artist. This
yeah,
is, I mean,
exactly.
I'm more into Technicolor for that.
Right. Exactly.
Right.
Clearly, I am big into Technicolor. I don't know why,
now,
but I am.
How long have you been married?
We just celebrated our 6-year anniversary, but we've been together for actually just yesterday was our 13-year dating anniversary.
Wow. Now, you don't know what the tattoos mean to you. What does your spouse mean to you? And we're going to catch one of these.
Yeah. She's awesome as well. I don't think I could date somebody who didn't like her. And I think that would just be awkward too. But she's fabulous. We met through a friend who she was booking a drag show, and she was looking for an MC, and that's how like a friend of mine that was friends with her and the connection and all that stuff. And that's how we met. And
you didn't do drag. You were just MCing. Is that right?
I was just the MC.
Did you have any of the Hitchcock tattoos when you met her?
Yes. I had the upper parts of my arms.
That would be really interesting is if as soon as they were married, she's like, great, now I can get the tattoos.
Yes, exactly. Right. Or a friend wiped off the makeup and was like, look at this, I have tattoos. And then she was
have you guys
shit.
Talked about that? Like, was it shocking, but she liked you despite of? Did she like you more because of, or was it indifferent? Do you know?
Well, she loves tattoos also. She's got a lot of them as well. I don't know if I have more. I don't know. We've never really, I don't think I've ever counted or compared or whatever, but she's loves tattoos, so she's always loved my tattoos.
Do you ask, hey, I'm thinking about getting Psycho on my top left to go with the mural, or do you just show up and go, hey, guess what I did today? Is it does somebody have to ask, have is a big word, but does somebody have to ask their loved one, here's what I'm doing to the body that you appreciate?
I would say I ask, but not permission wise, but in what's her opinion on if I got this, what do you think this would look good here? Or do you think, it's not a matter of I'm going to get, should I get this or not? Cause right. We're grown ups.
Has she told you though, like, I'd rather you didn't get that one and you took it in? Does that ever happen?
No, I don't think she's ever said no. And I don't think I've ever said no to her about any tattoo ideas or anything like that. We're both pretty open-minded.
What are her tattoos? Quentin Tarantino?
Yeah, they're she's a big, yeah, she's got, she's got the whole bit.
Right.
No, hers are a little more varied. Like, I've got a supposed theme, I guess. And she's got, some women and some...
Women she's dated?
Yeah, she's got all these women. Right? And I'm fine with it, because I'm like...
a bunch of exes over faces.
Just save a spot for me somewhere, I guess. I just don't make it on your ass.
Like celebrities, I guess? Celebrity
females?
No,
actually, just like... caricatures of like
pinups.
She's got like kind of like that. Mm-hmm. Pretty much, she's got like some badass women.
Like if she was a trucker, but also creative and in burlesque.
Exactly. You know her, don't you?
You know what? You take the rest of the day off, Joanne. I'm going to interview Hemda. Yeah,
she's nailing it. She knows me so well.
I'm going to tell Joanne what her life means to her. Ask me another question. Joanne, was your life dark as a teenager?
Dark as a teenager. It was, when I was a teenager, it didn't seem dark. But when I look back at it now, it's kind of like, wow, why? Mm. It was a bit of a loner, I suppose.
Where did you grow up?
New Jersey, northern New Jersey. I had the whole gay thing that I was completely unaware of, which is ridiculous.
What does that mean, unaware?
I had no point of reference, so it didn't. It was not a, I suppose it was obviously a word, but it was not something that I thought about. My bike past. Oh yeah, we have.
Do you want
something?
Me to tell you what it meant?
What? Yeah. Can you? Can you?
I'm making it up, but I imagine if you don't know that you're gay, you're thinking maybe I'm attracted to this guy when you just like want to hang out and are friends with them. But if you don't know that there's this other option, you sort of stay nowhere. You are not attracted to anybody. But then you must be feeling something about female, but maybe that's
absolutely.
I see why your life is tough. I see why explaining yourself is tough.
I just got
a tattoo. This was too much.
But did you come out as gay? That's the real question.
Did you actually come out, like have a whole sit down with your family or announcement?
It was more gradual. I came out to my cat first, actually.
That is so great. Oh, my God. Like to practice or to hear yourself?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And he was cool
being the cat's a cat scratched you, and you're like, now I don't know what to
you
do.
You son of a... Yeah. Yeah. And then I was like, well, maybe... I know I don't like cats now, I mean, if he was scratching me. But no,
what
it was
age
a bit,
did you tell
very,
a person? What age?
I think I was about 20... I don't know, like mid-20s, 24, 23, 24, okay. 25, something like
and who
that.
Who do you tell?
Well, it was also, aside from being a very gradual coming out, it was also gradual in the sense that it was that whole, I'm bi, I maybe just like one guy, and then I'm a lesbian. So it was like, so I actually, the first person I told...
Because if it's not the person in charge of the Alfred Hitchcock fan club, then I don't know what you were thinking.
It's all the women. I told all the women that Alfred Hitchcock was mean to, that I loved them. And now that's how it happened. No, I actually told my boyfriend at the time that I was bi.
How's he take that?
But she said that she was bi, which a lot of straight guys are like, oh, that means everything about me.
Right, exactly. It seemed reasonable at the time because I did love him and he was an awesome guy. It's fabulous.
I had a girlfriend. She told me she was bi, but then I realized it meant bye bye.
Oh,
see you later.
I had a girlfriend that told me she was bi also, but it was bipolar. So it made it very interesting.
Does he get excited at first? Like, hey, does this mean we're going to fuck around?
I think, right? No, I don't. I think he was real, what do you want to,
old school,
traditional kind of guy, old school. Well, not conservative, obviously, but very traditional kind of guy. Like, when we were young, early 20s, I guess. But then it just kind of, grew a little bit too much more than bi. So that was.
And you have to obviously explain that, like, hey, I was wrong. We can't make this work at all, right? That's gotta be tough.
Yeah, it was, it was not the best, obviously. I mean, I think it was probably the best it could be. because I'm still friends with him now, you know, and I was a best woman. No, I was a groomsmaid, sorry, at his wedding.
Okay.
So, oh,
okay.
You know, so,
that's good.
He's a good guy.
How did, so he played it nice, like, hey, I understand, because that's what you got to do. I did that too, because, you know, if you're mean or upset, then you're not going to, they're not going to, you know, resent what they did their whole life.
Right. No, no. He was very awesome about it. Very. He's a good fella.
All right. Good. Did that, has he, and also he obviously met your wife. He was there at the wedding.
Mm-hmm. He didn't come to my wedding, but I went to his wedding.
Okay.
I was in his wedding party, but when we got married, we had a very small wedding, and it was actually in Provincetown, Massachusetts. It was like a destination wedding. Because you know, we're just trying to be all...
Is that the gayest town?
That is... You're just screaming. It was just... Really.
But I get that. I get that because it's, first of all, it's supposed to be beautiful. I haven't made it up there yet. But also,
it is.
Like, you don't have to be called gay wedding in places like that.
Yes.
Like, you,
no.
They don't have to ask you weird questions and then adjust themselves real quick. Just real quick. I mean, both of them are brides, which is totally normal. This is your room.
Take the garbage out.
I guess you'll stay in the groom's room because, you know, we're all the same.
Exactly. None of that.
How are you guys, two of you, how are you both holding up during COVID? I mean, you've been together for years, obviously. Does it put a strain on the relationship, or are you just antsy to get out?
You know, it's actually, I mean, you know, it's... Yeah, we, you know, we're constantly with each other, which can always be exciting. No, and in a nice way. I really mean it in a nice way. We now have gotten to spend a lot more time with each other, obviously, because I don't get to do comedy clearly as much. And it's been awesome because we've had nights out, not nights out, because, you know, really nights out is just being outside now.
Right. Well, you say that, you know, you see people not behaving. Being a comedian, you see friends not behaving. These guys are taking pictures with no shame. Is that driving you nuts?
Yeah and no. I mean, it's hard because you know, you don't know what people are going through.
You don't know what channels they're watching to get their news, right? So who are we to say, right?
True.
Is COVID their truth? Who am I to fucking say, right?
Right.
Well,
right.
What's the hardest part for you or you and your wife during this time?
The hardest part? Well, you know, definitely not being able to do comedy for me.
Who's doing all the dishes? Who's doing the dishes?
I take out the garbage.
I do.
I do the dishes. Actually, she cooks more than I do, so I do the dishes more than she does, I guess.
Did you learn anything about her in the last year that you didn't know because you're around her more?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't think so. Just that she enjoys being around me, I guess. I didn't learn that, but I've found out that she really does enjoy being around me. Not that I thought she didn't.
It's still good to know, even if it's over a decade later, but that's good, right?
It's true. True. No. Well,
you learn something all the time.
Yeah,
okay. No. How do you have dates set up? Like, you know, we're all guessing when this is going to end. So do you set up a date for a stand-up show and then cancel as it gets close? You know, whoever decides to cancel. Well, what's the plan right now? What's going on with comedians right now that we know there's going to be that a vaccine is around the corner, perhaps even April for the majority of people, the vast majority of people? What are we thinking right now?
For myself, I mean, I do a lot of Zoom shows, I guess. Right. But as far as like actual in-person shows, I haven't scheduled any of those.
Okay.
I mean, I am supposed to. We had another tour for the troops planned last year that had been continuously postponed and is now semi-scheduled for September, but not any kind of permanence to that at all. So that is the only actual live thing that I have scheduled.
Well, I noticed instead of having a date, because I completely gave up on that, I decided for sure until the end of the year I'm in here, and that's cool. But instead of creating dates for a date, I have a list of things, of corny things, of fun things, of traveling things that we are going to need to do. So if we're done with this by the end of this year, 2022 is going to be pretty exhausting with what I'm going to try to get through.
Yes. That's awesome. That is great. That's
doubling up
to look forward to. Yeah. Because that's what we all need. Holy shit, do we need that.
Speaking of going overseas, what countries did you find yourself feeling the richest and the poorest? Like, are you a queen in Kosovo? Are you getting by in the Netherlands?
I feel pretty poor in most countries.
Okay.
Kosovo, I mean, we didn't get to see too much of Kosovo off any of the bases because we were only there for two shows. Right. So, I mean, it's...
You fire any guns?
Not real. I mean, I guess they were real. I mean, I don't know. They were hooked up to, you know, computers and on screens and stuff like that. Right. But so it weren't like, I guess, real guns. But
yeah, I hear that's how we do war now, right? Like sending a drone out, dropping shit.
Exactly. Just, yeah, it's all games. It's all, that's why we, we're into the games. No, I don't do any of the games actually. So,
well, let me mention this. Speaking of money, Honey, H-O, I'm not trying to be fresh. I know I just met you, but Honey, H-O-N-E-Y is an attachment to your browser, a free browser extension that lets you scour the internet for promo codes, applies the best one to find what's in your cart. Now, everybody's watching their money now, right? They mentioned a little stimulus check. We're coming in our pants. This will help save you some cash. I got headphones the other day. I'm like, I'm going to pay $30 for these headphones. Honey, H-O-N-E-Y, in my browser, free extension, says, oh, here's a coupon code for $6 off. I didn't even know about it. I go, yeah, boom, $6 saved. Clothes, tech gadgets, pizza. How about that? Save money on all of it. Honey has found it's over 17 million members, over $2 billion in savings. So I don't know what they're working out with these stores, and I don't care. I go, I'm going to buy something anyway, and they hand me a coupon at the end? Instant coupon? Okay. If you don't already have Honey, you could be straight up missing out on free savings. It's literally free, installs in a few seconds.
It's kind of like it's that friend that tells you too late. This is a new friend that tells you on time. Like, you bought this thing and you're like, oh my God, I got such a good deal. It was $30. And that friend goes, should have told me I had a coupon. Ah, you could have saved $6, $10. This is the friend that tells you while you're buying it. They're like, don't buy this at this price because you have this option.
By getting it, you're doing yourself a solid. You're supporting the podcast too, of course. Get Honey for free at, here's what you do. joinhoney.com, all of that, joinhoney.com/KATG. That's joinhoney.com/KATG.
Now, every time you go to one of those links that has like a /KATG, that helps the show a lot. So it's getting the thing that you want that's saving you money, and it's promoting the show for free, basically.
Are you you watching any of this, either of you, the second impeachment of Donald J. Trump?
No, and I kind of feel like a jerk for not, because I feel like I pick up a lot in my peripheral vision, because you'll get on a regular Zoom call with someone or a bunch of friends, and a lot of people start by, oh, this impeachment is killing me. And I'm like, here I go. I'm about to get my news, which I know is not the most official, but it's kind of been very enjoyable for the last month to not hear about Trump. So I kind of felt like, oh, there's a little room in my brain. Like there's a little space here. And now
light.
Yeah. Like you're not like, oh, something's trending, you know, and if a person's name is trending, they either died or said something stupid and it's not Trump Daily. So that's hard. But I did see that what was trending the other day was my cousin Vinny. So I'm really glad you guys finally got to see it. That was cool.
Do you know why? Is it because somebody was a stuttering, stammering prick?
Yeah, the lawyer sounded like an idiot. which people are saying like it's for Vinny, like, but well, it's for the good lawyer. But initially in the movie, they had this terrible lawyer that stuttered, didn't know what he was doing. Oh. So it was more that.
And he was supposed to be one of the lawyers in the impeachment trial.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, which one?
On the right wing side, GOP side.
Oh, okay.
15 GOP senators refused to show up for the impeachment yesterday. I believe it was day 3. I didn't know you could do that. You still get to vote at the end? It's like, let me guess. We encourage violence. I think we get the gist of today. We're taking an early lunch. I mean, what do I have to see? Another video of people attacking the Capitol? These people get it. And they're like, we refuse to hear your little sob stories. I didn't know that's legal.
How? That doesn't sound legal.
It does not.
Nobody's there. They don't even need to be there, though. They should just be there, but they're not. No one's changing anybody's mind at this point.
Doesn't matter. We have to do jury duty and be there for the entire trial. My God.
Right. Seriously. And we get paid, what, like $3 a day or something?
They get
paid like
more.
Oh, yeah.
I like it. Even if nothing does happen, I like that going through the process is history and that this is part of history. Again, let's say the impeachment, and I don't know. Let's say the impeachment doesn't go through, you know, that he isn't found guilty. I mean, that's fine. It's part of history. That's important to me. My example is always Cosby, 80 women abused and people still didn't know. Then the headline is guilty. And the majority of people go, duh. So to me, that's even added to the history books pleases me. But Trump didn't go to the Capitol himself. All right, perhaps you see people making these analogies. Well, Obama, Osama bin Laden didn't fly the planes.
Mm.
Mm. Charles Manson didn't kill anybody. Hitler didn't operate a gas chamber.
Mm.
Damn.
It's all right there. And by the way, during the Capitol, you saw people in those shirts that I've mentioned before. Camp Auschwitz, another person wearing a sweatshirt that says 6 million isn't enough. The people know that Donald Trump's daughter married a Jewish person, not only happens to be Jewish, his grandmother escaped the Holocaust. Do you know that when you put that shirt on, touting the Trump family?
Well, you know,
I mean, this,
we're not all
and
proud
Jared
of
Kushner,
our children.
Sure, and Jared Kushner doesn't bother saying it. You want to talk about the ultimate cock. He doesn't go, hey, guys, those sweatshirts. Not for nothing. No. But
does he know he's Jewish? Maybe he doesn't know.
He goes, I'm Jewish. And Ivanka Trump was like, don't say that, honey.
Shh, quiet.
Don't you say that. I love you. Don't say
he took her name to get away from it.
Who taught you that bullshit? Let me mention BetterHelp. Some of us need it. Better, H-E-L-P. Kenda uses it, by the way. This is how she's in tune with everything. People were loving the show the other day, that clip from the marathon, Kenda, with Ian and Catherine. Kenda knows. She studies. She keeps learning. And she'll get help herself.
Yeah, I don't see how people can go through like any part of life without at least the confessional aspect of therapy. I didn't even know this is on my mind. In fact, right before the show, I was actually texting with my therapist. He checks in on me midweek. Usually I'm like, oh, I'm fine. Sometimes I'm like, hey, this thing is on my mind. He starts texting back and forth with me. Nice.
That's awesome. Yeah. That is so awesome. And we all need it now. I mean, like if you didn't need it before the pandemic, I think that's going to be the wave of the future of jobs.
Yeah, essentially.
Yeah, but I don't mean to put you on the spot, but I'm picturing Joanne. None of the tattoo shops are open.
Yeah,
you don't think she's having a time? Right.
I'm like talking to my therapist like, what the hell, man? I got space here to fill.
BetterHelp.com/KTG. That's Better H-E-L-P. Join the over 1 million people who've taken charge of their mental health with the help of experienced professionals. You know, all 50 states has counselors, et cetera, et cetera. Go to BetterHelp.com/KTG and you're going to get 10% off your first month. That's the deal I have for you. You know, saving your life. That's the deal. You save your life, and I'm willing to save you 10%. I think that's a good exchange, if
what
you will.
What a good fella.
Yeah, if you're like 100% okay, you're a sociopath, okay? Right. That's, exactly. I mean, BetterHelp is not teaching me that. That's just my little opinion here. That's a little side corner. But really, if you're just like smooth sailing, like, why? What's everybody upset about? There's like an extra layer of something wrong, as far as I'm concerned.
Anybody see that Britney documentary?
I am dying to. And you know what? I am getting that free Hulu trial, and they better not get me during that trial because I have to see this.
Let me tell you something right now. Everywhere I said, it says it's on Hulu. And we just did that free trial the other night. I did not find it on Hulu.
No, maybe because they're calling it Hulu. Oh, damn.
I didn't find it on any Hulu at all. It's on, and then I see somewhere else, they say it's available on FX on Hulu. I don't know what this means. I don't know who bought what, but I had to go under the FX channel. And then I found it on, and I still couldn't find it then. Then I found it under something called New York Times Presents. What? And then it says season one, episode six. It's the only episode that they have there. Called Framing Britney Spears. It was hard to find.
Wait, this is like a few episodes?
It sounds like there's framing blah, blah, blah. Framing maybe DeLorean. Framing whoever the fuck. Maybe there's a framing Epstein. Probably not. It's probably all against good, you know, probably defending good guys, I guess. But this was Framing Britney Spears, and it's the only one of the season, I think, I guess, that's free. But I had to go under FX and find it under New York Times. I ended up crazy.
Holy shit. Hope you use that health thing.
I did. I called right away. And good. Then I calmed down and then I found it. But you're absolutely right.
Did you see it? Did you see it?
I did see it. I did end up
no
seeing it.
No spoilers.
Oh. Spoilers. You grew up with the spoilers. You grew up with the haircut. You grew up with the umbrella against the car. You grew up with all this stuff. You grew up with a bad lip syncing show.
I did.
It's everything you already knew. But all at once. Okay. So in case you didn't know how much she was hounded, it's shown up all right away. If you didn't notice how they come up to her car like she's almost, you know, Princess Diana, now you know because they remind you.
Can I tell
you? And it was a lot. Of course, it was a lot.
Listen,
you feel sorry for her now?
Do I feel sorry for her? Yeah, I honestly did before, not to act all high and mighty. I remember them coming up to her car at like a red light. I remember them the paparazzi taking pictures, like sneaking on the outside of a studio. There was a sliver of a curtain and taking pictures there. To me, that's crazy. No one could ever defend this paparazzi to me. You talk to a paparazzi person, their excuse is that they both get something out of it. Britney Spears is crying, please leave me alone. And the paparazzi, oh, we want to make sure you're okay.
Oh my God.
First of all, I'm ready to cry when Kenda makes me take a picture for Keith and the girl doing something. Now picture I'm having a hard time and begging you to leave and you just keep snapping. No, I want to see how you're doing. You know how I'm doing. You want to see this reaction. You're happy that I took my my umbrella and put a scratch on your car. These guys are pieces of dog shit, and it's so weird to me when the bad guy is part of a documentary. And says, we help each other out. And they go, well, how about the part where she said, don't help me out, go away. We help each other out. Like, well, how much did you get paid to look like a piece of shit right there and then? Normally, just sell your pictures to some shit magazine. But to go, here's my name, and I'm going to be on a documentary? It's always weird when the bad guys are willing to do it.
The thing is also she started really young. Her parents sound like assholes. And also it was in the beginning of us seeing such personal lives of celebrities. And right now celebrities are dying for you to know their personal lives. They're tweeting about it. They're Instagramming. They're doing all this stuff. But this is before you got to really like opt in like that. And she was so young. And then she started making so many mistakes in her love life out loud while she was being pimped out in the beginning as a virgin who was singing things like, oh, baby, baby, how was I supposed to know? Like in a short, you know, little outfit, completely sexed up, but like promoting this virginity aspect. It was so fucking weird. Then when she started having sex, like me, who like, virginity was promoted as like this sacred, humbling, you know, beautiful thing. Then you have sex and you're like, oh shit, people forgot to tell me about this part. This is fucking amazing. You saw the addiction to that in her, I think. And then she just started making bad love decisions because probably somebody was fucking the shit out of her. Or like, you know, the first time somebody touches you, you're like, holy shit. Then you saw her not being taken care of by the family that said they were, you know, the family that brought them in, brought her into it. And then you saw her shave her head, like actually having a breakdown live and like, and not caring about, she's about to lose her entire career. If that's not a statement from a young person who's at the height of their career, that they would like to trash this, taking, quote, their parents down, because I'm sure she had all that pressure, and just going, I don't know how to tell you this. Fuck this so hard that I am shaving what I look like, because that's obviously what you're selling. And you saw the joy when she was first on stage and dancing with the costumes and with the choreography. And then you saw how much work it was for her and how she hated like being in shape for it and hated, you know, just the push and the shove of it. And maybe I'm making it up, but it doesn't sound like it. And maybe it was because
you're right,
we are around the same age, and I did, you know, like I was too old to like really sincerely be listening. But we were about the same age, and you saw this complete breakdown of a human being, and her parents should be ashamed.
There's, well, right, and so that's what it's about. It's about, should this dad, Jamie, be taking control of her life and her money? And, you know, almost it looks like, you know, the way she walks around, it's like, are the parents drugging her?
Mm-hmm.
Making her perform? And this, the whole thing's weird. And by the way, I kept being thrown when they would say Jamie, because Britney's sister is named Jamie. And they could make that clearer, of which Jamie we don't like. How weird is that? Jamie is the dad. Lynn is the mom. Britney's sister's name is Jamie Lynn. That'd be Kyle's daughter name. We have a kid. It's Kyle Keith.
Why?
It just confuses me. I don't like
that. That's horrible. Why would you? Oh, my God.
The funniest part is it's the second kid that got both their names. I wonder what the first kid did wrong. They were like, you're just not, I don't know, something about you. No, we're going to give you a different name. This other girl will represent both of us. It couldn't be one named Lynn and one named Jamie. The second kid got both the names.
Does the second kid have a face? I mean, I feel like the second kid is just a coat hanger for the parents. It's like a coat rack.
She did good for a while, right? Like she was an actor or something?
She performed a little bit. I thought it was funny during this documentary, Matt Lauer is asking her about being provocative. And it's funny what we know now, even though this documentary is new, because you see the beginning and end of it. People are fighting for hashtag free Britney and they're wearing masks. So, it's put together fairly recently, and we're seeing an old thing of Matt Lauer, and it's just like, you know, and she's like, but you do put yourself out there. It's like, yeah. Meanwhile, Matt Lauer, now we know, is locking up chicks in his office and raping them. But yes, Matt Lauer.
Yeah.
He's great point.
Talking to her while pressing the button on his desk. So.
Yeah. I just feel like that was him going like, you know, you give me a hard on, right? Like, you know, you're doing that, right? Let's just be clear. You're making the moves that cause me to jerk my penis. Yes, we're clear.
You are responsible.
They did show a clip of Justin Timberlake when he dated her. He's like, hey, you guys broke up, but be honest, you know, hey, we're like a morning zoo. Did you tap that? He's like, ah, come on. Well, did you? I did. And now today, just before the show, in fact, Justin Timberlake put out a statement. And you tell me what you guys think about this for a looking back upon.
Can I preemptively talk about this and see if I'm...
Sure.
Okay. Him also, he was put into some squeaky thing. And then them two together became an icon that adults should never be. They were still teenagers and everyone was asking them if they fucked yet. Okay? This inappropriate, just... ganging up on these little children. They would take pictures of them like they were Barbie and Ken and that we weren't adults, and constantly asking. So if he said, yeah, I did, so fucking what? You're the adult that asked him. You're the one who kept prying. And eventually I might say like, yeah, I had sexual intercourse, just like we all talk about our lives. So I don't know. I don't think it was a big deal. What was a big deal is when she cheated on him and he wrote that song and hired a Britney impersonator. That was...
They mentioned that, yeah.
Yikes. Yeah. That was something. That was a bit, yeah.
Yeah. Now, being honest is totally... Yeah. I mean, why can't he speak to his life, you know?
Justin Timberlake, 60 million followers on Instagram. I've seen the messages, tags, comments, and concerns, and I want to reply. I'm deeply sorry for the times in my life where my actions contributed to the problem, where I spoke out of turn or did not speak up for what was right. I understand that I fell short in these moments and in many others and benefited from a system that condones misogyny and racism. I specifically want to apologize to Britney Spears and Janet Jackson. I don't think she was brought up in this story, for the record, both individually, because I care for and respect these women, and I know I failed. So I assume that's in regards to the Super Bowl performance. And, you know, he probably just, I don't know what he said.
Well,
there at the time.
The Super Bowl performance, he revealed her sort of titty with no nipple, right? But she got all the shit for it. So I think with him mentioning, you know, whatever I contributed, whatever I didn't say at the time, like, hey guys, this is both of us. But I don't know how much he needs to apologize for all that. I don't know if it would have helped if at the time he would have been like, I mean, maybe he'd be like, hey, you're focusing on her and not me. But how weird is that to go, you know, give me some attention for the Super Bowl stunt that we did, you know, as you're watching it.
He wouldn't have got, like, if she accidentally pulled his pants down and showed part of his dick, I don't think he would have gotten the same kind of shit, you know, that she did. She was
she still would
so
have gotten,
shamed for it.
She still she would have gotten the shame for
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Yeah. It would. It's on her both in any direction. It would be on her.
Sarah Silverman just put out something and I saw Carmen Lynch retweet it and I retweeted it, where she got this great article written up about her, and she's like, but could we please do something about calling me potty mouth? She's like, this is what you're calling me. I'm a middle-aged woman. You would never call Chappelle potty mouth. Like, your right. lack of adjectives and lack of, like, you know, all, she just went into this, and I'm like, right, that's what Sarah's saying, the word fucking cunt. That's what we're focusing on. How amazing she strings her words together is not, we're just calling it potty mouth.
Right. It's well, Sarah says this and she writes, it's to infantilize her. It's to infantilize women. It's to keep them a baby.
Infantilize.
You're being a little potty mouth. But yeah, of course you would never say that about a man. It would sound ridiculous.
Right.
I also feel compelled to respond in part, Justin Timberlake, because everyone involved deserves better. And more importantly, because this is a larger conversation that I wholeheartedly want to be part of and grow from. The industry is flawed. It sets men, especially white men, up for success. It's designed this way. As a man in a privileged position, I have to be vocal about this. Because of my ignorance, I didn't recognize it for all that it was while it was happening in my own life, but I do not want to ever benefit from others being pulled down again. I've not been perfect in navigating all of this throughout my career. I know this apology is a first step and doesn't absolve the past. I want to take accountability for my own missteps and all of this, as well as part of a world that uplifts and supports. I care deeply about the well-being of the people I love and have loved. I can do better, and I will do better.
What was the question?
He just threw it out there. People are saying, hey, I saw this documentary, you and Britney, you could have treated her better. Look at all these people we're watching, treating her like a piece of shit, being some dog. Yeah, I fucked her.
Okay.
So there was kind of a question.
That's a lot to put on Justin Timberlake for saying, yeah, I fucked her. Like, okay, I get what he's saying. All right, and he's probably getting a lot because he has 60 million followers. All right. I think the focus is on daddy, right? Not this guy. Like I said, they were teenagers. They were teenagers. Right. And I don't know. I can't believe that's what he apologized for and not, I made an entire video shaming how you cheated on me. That was...
Maybe it mentioned that apology. Maybe, like, nothing's very specific, right? So maybe he means that too, because that was in the documentary. But he's not really addressing.
I don't know. I guess, maybe all men should apologize, but, like, women should apologize too. I didn't realize some of the stuff as well. You know, you just kind of, like, hope you live your life a more progressive style. But I don't know. Who cares?
Maybe he's apologizing because he thinks, well, you know, I'm a white man, so people are going to listen to me. So I'm going to just put this out there, you maybe. Know, and maybe, I don't know, you know, he
it's just well, funny.
It is, but nobody brought up the cheating thing. It was just a matter of him saying that he tapped her.
And who knows?
Ass?
We don't. You know, there's not a lot of answers in this documentary. They don't acknowledge was there a cheating thing.
Terminologies,
right? They make it clear that Justin Timberlake implied in that video that he was cheated on by Britney Spears because the woman looked like Britney Spears. Okay. But there's not, for it being the New York Times, there's not a lot of research at all. They really just put together all these paparazzi pictures and show them to you all at once. It's not really a good documentary, to be honest. Mm. But in case you didn't know how she was mishandled by the press and Jay Leno, et cetera, now you know.
What happened with Jay Leno?
I just constantly making Britney Spears jokes. Same time he was making Monica Lewinsky jokes.
I remember that right after her breakdown, she still had to go in the, what was it, VMAs? What award show?
There was VMAs.
She was, she just looked high. She looked high. She didn't look like she was dancing. It blew up the next day. Then there was that guy who was like, leave Britney alone. That's right. That's still to this day one of the highest viewed of our YouTube clips is this leave Britney alone thing. It was right. So giant, but you looked at this and you're like, who in her camp, in her family is watching this and believing that she's okay? The whole world was like, who let Britney on stage with whatever the fuck was in her that day? It was not cool.
Right. And I heard, so at the end of that performance, Sarah Silverman was hired to roast her. And Britney Spears people said, well, Britney Spears didn't perform good because she saw Sarah Silverman practicing her jokes on stage and that put her in a bad place. And Sarah Silverman says, well, that's a lie because I didn't want anybody to hear those jokes, so they didn't have me change them. I just said literally, blah, 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 blah. And your next performer is. So that was made up.
Really?
Yeah. I heard that Chris Angel was going to do a performance with her during the show, and he left last minute. So supposedly things got turned around.
So he just disappeared?
Yeah. No pun. Yeah. Yeah. He's good. He does that.
Yes, pun.
That's nice.
Right.
Well, all right. So
yeah, they're fighting over the conservatorship now. I just happened to see something saying the dad is still in charge after all.
She's like 40 years old. Her dad being...
It is odd.
Yeah.
It's so odd. Yeah.
Yeah.
But she's like, you think she had like mental issues before and they just got heightened? Or do you think that her whole life led up to her mental issues?
You say before, but she was so young when the whole thing started. So what's before, you know?
Yeah, she seemed fine for a person, you know, but who knows, like these things do have triggers and they can come out without triggers. But I think it's both things. I don't think I think like your environment has to do with it and also what's already inherently in you. And it just
what do you
collides.
Think is the difference between her and like Lindsay Lohan? Because
She also went. I think it has to do with the parents who want to be in the spotlight, the parents who like that you're agitating your child as long as they do their work. It's slave labor. I think the parents who are too comfortable with their child being that well known and are using it for their own like la-di-da of life, I think that's the difference.
Does Britney see this documentary? Like I'm going to tell you, she wrote something on Twitter, but why doesn't she just write, thanks, guys. I do want to be free.
Oh, what did she write?
What's going on? She wrote, she's 39, by the way, wrote on Twitter, taking the time to learn and be a normal person. I love simply enjoying the basics of everyday life. Each person has their story and their take on other people's stories. 3 exclamation points. We all have so many different, bright, beautiful lives. Remember, no matter what we think we know about a person's life, it is nothing compared to the actual person living behind the lens. Is this a hint?
This is another way of her going like, hey, remember that I went crazy because you all were paying too much attention to me? Hi.
Right.
Seriously.
So
I know. And
so
this
that's
is
the doc.
You've heard me talk about any other celebrity and I have nothing to say. Just now I had a 20 minute piece on Britney Spears. Because in my mind, I'm like, oh yeah, someone famous like Britney Spears. And I go like as far as Beyonce or Rihanna, but I
right. You need to end it with leave Britney alone.
Yeah. Part two.
I had the first Britney Spears album with the pull-out poster.
Ooh.
So, yeah, so we studied
pretty
this.
Gross. Yeah. Pretty gross. Yeah. That was
I didn't know the poster. It didn't say it comes with a poster. There happened to be a poster.
No, it's
and then you pulled out?
Hello.
It's just interesting that they made a centerfold for the 16-year-old in her own album.
Ew.
Just
that's
interesting.
Creepy.
Yeah.
I didn't know they did that. Eesh.
Yeah, but you can't take like I'd like to return the poster. There's nothing you could do. No. I'm stuck with the poster. Yeah. What are you going to do? You got to put it on your wall, you know? Now you got it.
I didn't think this was so weird because when I was 16, I also was dancing and we tried to wear as little clothing on stage as possible. And we were very feeling sexual and that came out on stage and there was nothing really wrong with it. And I do think 16-year-olds have a lot of sexuality going on. But
oh yeah,
this in front of, you know, like 40-year-olds making the decision to put your centerfold in the middle of a thing, like that's... I had to grow out of, wait, there's something weird about that. Because I do remember when I was 16, if that all happened to me when I was 16, I would think it was completely normal. Like a fully grown adults were hitting on me. It was just a regular normal thing. And just now I'm, not just now, but like through time, you're just seeing like, oh, wait, that's not right. These are children. These are children while they're telling them like, hey, hold on to your virginity. But like... And you know, be this person, but we're going to look at you completely the opposite, choreograph you completely the opposite. So weird.
Let me know what you guys thought about that documentary, keithandthegirl.com/forums. Of course, Keith and the Girl is also under Reddit. I see Christina Aguilera just tweeted out, help, what channel is this fucking on? I can't find it. It's Hulu
right
on FX under New York Times. Very simple to find.
You know what?
Holy
shit. You know what I thought you were going to say when you said Christina Aguilera? Help! I also had a breakdown. Why am I always in her shadow? Like, she was in her shadow as a vocalist,
seriously,
as a dancer. She was in her shadow as a... When they both kissed Madonna on stage, Madonna. They cut away from Christina Aguilera to cut to Justin Timberlake. The next day, the news only had Britney and Madonna. And Christina's like, hello, I was also the same age when I came out. I'm also very, very talented. I'm also fucked up. In fact, like, oh, wait a couple years. I'm going to show you how fucked up because I'm going to express myself a little more in my music. But you cut away from me again. So now I thought she was going like, help, I'm also shaving my head or something terrible. Help.
Help, I'm also on Hulu, Fox, New York Times, something or other. Thing.
I must
you guys
be.
Remember when I was a kid and I was a genie in the bottle and you had to rub me out? Remember that? Hello, anybody?
I have a poster. You can have a poster of me too.
Yeah. Right? New York Post, do you have a show? Joanne, people want to find you online. What's the best way to play it? I know, of course, about Joanne Filan on the website. I know Instagram for sure. And anything else we need to know?
Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all the things. All the things. It's all Joanne Filan, JoanneFilan. And I think that's.
And if you ever want to know information about the guests, we're always tweeting and social mediaing about the show, including them, so you can follow us. And also, if you have the app, you can see the picture of the guest and anything we've referenced. So open up that app and look at Britney.
Well, Joanne, speaking of paparazzi, can we get pictures sent to us of your arms? All of them.
Both of them?
Yeah,
please.
All of them. I can try to do that. I'll do that.
Yeah,
I'll have to bring in the missus to do a little
please
camera holding. But I can do
I
that.
Love them. I
will
love them. Well, it's nice meeting you. Thank you very much.
Thank you guys so much. I had such a fabulous time. You guys are great.
Podcast.com.